You're getting modern now.
Okay, we'll get old fashioned again.
What would you call the thing that I'm writing with here?
Pencil.
You'd call that a pencil?
Well, it's a ballpoint. Pen, is that a ink?
So if it had ink in it, you'd call it...
Well, it'd be still a pen if it had ink.
Yeah, a ballpoint.
Talking about clothing now, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
What would a man with a
three-piece suit?
A man's
coat, vest, and pants.
Yeah, man, coat,
pants
and vest, yeah.
Have you ever heard a man call his pants by any other...
Huh?
Have you ever heard a man call his pants anything else?
Yes, trousers.
Trousers? What's your expression over there?
I say pants.
Okay.
You ever heard anybody around here say britches?
Huh?
Britches.
Uh-huh.
Britches.
Huh?
Breeches.
Breeches, yeah. But
I don't say it much.
I think pants are most popular, trousers. And breeches, yeah.
I have worn breeches since I was little, and Mama told Roy she's going to beat the breeches off.
Do, as far as you know, do most people around here have one particular outfit that they save for Sunday and don't wear it any other time?
Oh, Sunday go meet them.
Well, in other words, let me put it this way. Two ladies in this house here have uniforms during the week and they do have dresses for Sunday.
No, what do you mean?
Well, let's put it this way. You're in modern world, they dress casual.
Okay. What expression would you use to describe, say, if a boy, you know, a lot of small boys tend to pick up things and put them in their pocket, and before long they have so much in their pocket that their pocket begins
bulging.
Bulging.
Or trash picker.
What?
Trash picker.
What? If you had to put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, would anything happen to it?
If it were colored and it wasn't fade proof, it would fade.
Would it ever get smaller?
Shrink.
It would shrink if it were wool.
He's getting classy now.
Well,
wait to hear this. So if a young girl were getting ready to go out at night with a young boy, sometimes they tend to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, before they get ready to go out.
Yeah.
What do you say she's doing then?
Crimping.
Primping.
Primping.
What do you say in your country?
Primping. But what would you say if a boy were doing the same thing?
Same thing.
He would be primping too.
No, it wouldn't be primping.
Primping is the only thing that applies.
Really, but a boy, I wouldn't know. We've had boys, and I've got grandsons, but I know we got one who's the naked either loves to crimp off the dress up. I don't know what you call it.
Well, what would you call the big thing, kind of like this, that women carry all their things around with them in?
Purse.
Call that a purse.
Bag, carry-on,
purse.